Hashtag no music, no intro. Another episode of Hashtag Saints Twitter podcast coming at you. And now we enter, it's kind of like a dead period. Like, we got some rookie mini camps coming up for some teams. But after that, like, it's going to be dead. Like, there'll be OTAs and all that. But it's a period of a lot of dead shit happening in the league. So Ryan and I wanted to, free agency is over, the draft is over. Obviously, this is a Saints podcast, but we just wanted to take a, like, just a full fucking overview of the league and see, talk about teams, you know, what we think of them, like, you know, because here's the thing. Once you kind of disconnect yourself emotionally from the Saints, like, you can enjoy the NFL as a whole, like, so much more. And, like, you're more interested in things that other teams are doing and not just singly focus on the Saints. And it's a refreshing feeling to have. But I will ask you this, Ryan, get us started. So we had a draft recap podcast that, you know, kind of came across a little negative, although we gave our props to players that we like. Maybe the streets listening to the thing. To the things we doing on this show, not gonna say nothing else, just saying streets listening. But now that almost a week has passed, what, like, do you feel differently about the draft class than what we recapped it Sunday night? Like, now that it's, you've had time to marinate on it and kind of think about the picks, like, has anything changed for you?
I don't know if it changed. But I guess the global view, you know, the 10,000 mile view or whatever you want to call it. I think at the end of the day, there is a decent chance they come out this draft with, say, two legitimate starters and like a legitimate contributor. And if that's the case, that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? It's not. You know, the greatest thing in the world, but, you know, if you could come away from any draft with like two starters at key positions, in this case, it would be defensive end and cornerback, and, you know, like a, you know, a pass catching threat. And hey, let's even throw the OG. No, I will. I wasn't going there. Let's throw the OG, Landon, whatever his name is.
Landon Maggie-Young.
Yeah, the mega boy, maybe he's decent. Like, maybe he's like a backup. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's a solid backup guard, like Will Clapp or stuff. Solid draft. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah,
that draft would be better than the 2014 draft and the 2018 draft. Like,
yeah. I mean, arguably better than last year's draft.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. You know? I mean, so we'll see. I'm not saying that's what it's going to be. We'll see. Time will tell. We'll see, you know, but it's not like I was talking with Underhill about it. It was like, even if you like these players, it's not an exciting draft.
No, bro.
Coming off a season that ended disappointing, coming off a season that's like the end of the Drew Brees, Sean Payton era.
Coming off a season where last draft, like, we didn't see last year's draft class produced, right? So right. you would think, like, shit, let's get some pizzazz going, like, wildly. Yes. It's like they doubled down.
It was a hardy draft, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that's us. That's fans. That's our reaction. But at the end of the day, if you wind up adding quality players to your roster, that's what all that matters at the end of the day. So, that's kind of where I'm at. Just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, maybe it'll be okay, you know. But other than that,
you left your boy Pete Warner out.
I'm sorry. Like I said, I was talking to Underhill, been trying to be like, oh, you know, he's at the right place at the right time. I'm like, man, listen, he used to tell me that same shit about Scott Shanley.
That man is in the right place at the right time, like eight yards down the field, bro.
he makes the tackle. He's right there. No, I don't know. I'm sorry. Hey, look, listen, like, as far as linebackers, my nuts have been cut.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't trust myself anymore. I could be wrong. I don't think I'm wrong, but maybe I am. But
you know what's funny is, did he play at Ohio State too? I'm trying to think. So I remember when he might have played at Ohio State. Remember the linebacker we signed from the St. Louis Rams, James Laurinaitis?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember him as a prospect. I didn't like his tape as a prospect. He kind of had like some of the same issues in terms of like just being bland. And the Rams drafted him. This is when they were the St. Louis Rams. And he went on to have like a pretty damn, you know, four years stretch playing for the Rams. Like, he was a good linebacker. And then, of course, like at the end of his career or whatever, like he came to the Saints and he was just fucking awful. And so I think, and this is me being trying to be optimistic, I'm not saying I see it in Pete Warner, but I'm saying if you're a Saints fan, you would hope that the best case scenario for him would have be a James Laurinaitis career, in that maybe his college tape looked god awful, just shit water. But like maybe it's because that's exactly how I felt when I watched James Laurinaitis. Like I was like, and I think he went in the second round. Like, I'd have to pull it up and look. But
yeah, I think so.
But it could be his career arc. I know both you and I follow Christopher Jason, huge pass fan, huge Ohio State fan. I reached out to him like, man, give me the breakdown of Pete Warner. And he had nothing but good things to say about Pete Warner. He thinks he's going to be a better pro than he is, well, than he was a collegiate player. And I was like, really? And you know, I retweeted it and put it out there for the timelines, you know, to give like a different perspective. Because for me, obviously, just like we're Saints fans, I wanted to give the perspective of a diehard Ohio State fan. Right. So we might be wrong, man. You know, but like you said, it's a hearty draft. We'll see what happens. So kind of looking back, like, what's your take of just the division the Saints play in general, like the NFC South, like, you know, what the Panthers have done, what the Falcons have done. What's your take of what the division is right now?
I guess you got to start with Tampa Bay, you know, defending Super Bowl champs. They are 100% saying like, we going to run it back. They brought back
Every I'm thinking it was like 22, 23, whatever, brought them all back, bro. Every single one of them.
Even, I mean, am I tripping or is playoff Lenny? Playoff Lenny came back too.
Yeah, all of them did, bro. Everybody.
So it's an interesting test, you know, because during the regular season last year, they weren't great. They were, you know, great in spurts, bad in spurts. But, you know, they're going to have a year together. So, you know, they should be more in tune with each other and all that stuff. Their draft was solid. You know, it wasn't spectacular. I thought they kind of took the approach of, hey, we have all these great players. We don't need to, you know, we don't need to go out the box. But they added some good players. You know, they added a wide receiver. They added, you know, depth at quarterback and stuff like that. So I think they had a defensive end.
I believe they added Joe Treon.
Yeah, Treon. Not a big fan. But, you know, hey, could be good. So
it's funny. His tape reminds me a lot of Peyton Turner's when I watched him run.
I know.
Just sleepy.
I hadn't watched a ton, but from what I saw, like, I watched a little and I was like, eh. Moved on. But, you know, who knows? You know what I'm saying? He could be a good player. But just overall, you know, I think, you know, that's going to be the number one team the Saints got to deal with. Other than that, like the Falcons, you know, and, you know, Pitt. I think you're going to see a resurgence with their offense, bro. Like, I just was thinking about it. Like, with what Arthur Smith did with the Titans, We'll see where Matt Ryan is. I mean, I know Saints fans hate Matt Ryan, and you know I hate him too. I get my jokes in on it too, but I haven't seen like a drastic decline.
Yeah, like it hasn't been. It hasn't been like steep at all.
I mean, he's a guy, you know, he's the pocket quarterback, you know, so he kind of goes where the team goes. You know, he had big plays last year with, you know, when his team was healthy, when the offensive line wasn't healthy, when the wide receivers weren't healthy, he wasn't good. So, I mean, he just kind of goes with the flow. So, I think if they have kind of like a turn of luck on offense, particularly with the offensive line, if the offensive line is good, he'll be good. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he's like Drew Brees, but he's like Drew Brees in the fact that he goes where the offensive line goes. Also with the run game. If Arthur Smith can design like a potent run game for them and a decent offensive line play, I think the offensive line – I mean, I think the whole offense can be dangerous and win them a lot of games. I still don't believe in the defense, though. I don't believe in it.
Going back to the run game, like they got like – Mike Davis and like
a lot of guys, just
like
guys.
Jags, bro. Just tons of Jags. And then I think the bigger question for the Falcons, and I'll let you talk about the defense, just on the offensive side of the ball, is can they afford to give the Julio, Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts, like one Hayden Hurst offense one go? Because I was looking at the Arthur Smith, like a little snippet of him on Rich Eisen's show. And Rich, man, I love, like, Rich Eisen is a great journalist, man. Because he'll just ask, like, the question. Like, he don't beat around the bush. He'll ask hard questions to coaches and GMs. And, like, Arthur Smith basically said, like, he gave that, you know, love Julio. Like, yeah, you know, people are calling, like, we're going to listen to him. But then Rich Eisen basically was like, is he going to be on the team? Like, is he going to be out there? And Arthur Smith said, like, listen, I'm not going to sit right here and tell you, you know, something that, you know, I can't tell the future. Like, and I'm like, that's for the head coach of the Falcons to say that. Like, to me, that was very telling.
Right. Like, he couldn't even lie.
No.
He didn't even lie. And be like,
he didn't even lie. Oh, no,
he's going to be on our team. We love
him. Nope. Couldn't even, you know, not even a lie. So, like, can they afford to keep Julio and just say, fuck it. Like, let's do all in with this offense. Let's try to let our offense take us, you know, into, like, a winning season or deep into the playoffs. I don't think they can afford it, bro. I don't think they can.
It's tough to do, man. It's tough to do. And, like, Wright's already on the wall, really. Like, he is pretty much out of there. But all I say is, like, I don't know who it'll take. I don't know if it'll be Arthur Blank. I don't know if it'll be Terry Fontenot or whatever. But, like, if I was just a Falcon, like, if I was part of the organization, I'd be like, let's just ride this out 1 year and just see what they do. Because that's a dangerous combination. You take away Julio.
It's like I tweeted, but it's a lateral move. Like, drafting Kyle Pitts, like, you literally are not any different. And that's assuming that Kyle Pitts is like Jimmy Graham-esque. If Kyle Pitts is just that, like, okay.
Then it's not even lateral. It's you've downgraded. The team has gotten worse. But let's just say he is Jimmy Graham on steroids. Let's just say he comes in and has just a ridiculous, you know, 1,300 yards.
Yeah, let's just say he's Darren Waller. He's a Darren Waller for the Falcons.
Yeah. And you had Julio? Like, I don't know, Julio been beat up, but, like, the dude still, like, when he's healthy, he balls out. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
and Calvin Ridley, yeah, you cooking right there, bro.
You cooking, like, offensively at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you might have to score 35, 38 a game, but you'll be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll be able to do it. Maybe it'll get you 10, 11 wins, you know, maybe 10 wins. And, you know, then you see what happens. You know what I'm saying? Maybe your defense starts cooking a little bit, comes together. I don't know. Who is even their defensive coordinator? I don't even know. Dean Pease?
You said Dean Pease last time, and I did not look it up. I have no clue.
I'm about to look it up right now. Yo.
I don't know.
Let me see. New tab.
And as you're looking it up, like, I'm trying to think of teams that, so we know that the Ravens tried to trade for Julio, like, before the draft, but they kind of addressed wide receiver in the draft. Like, I don't know, yeah. I don't know, you know, if they're going to put in draft capital and money.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, you want to trade Julio, but like if you're not, I mean, he's what, in his 30s? Like, who's going, you're not going to get nothing substantial. You know, it's like,
no.
You may as well just kind of figure that shit out, man. Like, I don't know. It's like, but it's like you just making your roster worse to dump salary.
But they got to, and I'm sure there's ways to clear it, but they got to clear $11 million just to sign the rookie class, Ryan. Like, that's wild to me.
Terrifying that. Come from the school of Loomis Economics. Check it out. Add some ghost years on Mike Davis' contract or whoever. I don't know. Figure that shit out. Stretch that shit out, man. Like, you can do something. You could do something. It's just $15 million. I mean, just $11 million they need. Like, you could figure that shit out.
But I think, here's the thing, though. Like, they need $11 million to sign their draft class. If they trade Julio, I believe, or do something after with him after June 1st, they save $15 million.
Yeah.
I think that's...
One move, they're good.
Oh, man, that's tough. Did you look it up? Did you find out who the DC is?
Oh, no, it's Dean Pease.
He's Dean Pease. Yeah, like you said, defense is trash. I just find it fascinating to see, to know what's going to happen with Julio. Like, that to me is the story, bro. Like, if he's not on the team, I'm like, okay. Like, okay. Like, because then Calvin Ridley becomes number one. Like, everything shifts, man.
Yeah.
Everything shifts. One of the most fascinating teams, well, I'm going to lump these two teams together. I know we're talking about the NFC South, but what the Panthers and what the Broncos did, and even to like a smaller degree, what the Giants did in the draft, if those three teams are wrong about Justin Fields, because Carolina said, we're doubling down with Sam Darnold, and I was texting you all the offseason, like, man, Sam Darnold got supporters in the league, bro. Like, there are people that still love him. So they said, we want Sam. He's the undisputed starter. Like, they didn't draft Justin Fields, and the Carolina Panthers were tied to being in the quarterback frenzy for the longest time. They didn't draft Justin Fields. Broncos didn't draft Justin Fields. If they get Aaron Rodgers, I get the move why they didn't draft him. But if they go into the season with Teddy Two Gloves and Drew Locke, and then you have the Giants at 11, who in theory have their franchise quarterback in Daniel Jones.
Come on, man. Come on.
I mean, we could get into it. I know why Daniel Jones is getting the free pass, but this man was in the same draft class as Dwayne Haskins, and they both look like career backups. Like, can we?
I'm sorry. Like, the thing is, Daniel Jones, he does look like a quarterback that does have staying power in the NFL. Like, I feel like he'll be around like 7 years from now. He'll be around. But I just don't see that.
He just turns the ball over at such a exponential rate, bruh. Fumbles, interceptions, like, he turns it over a lot.
I don't see that consistency. And people like to say, oh, you know, the Giants roster isn't good. But I'm sorry, man. They got enough there to, you know, if Justin Herbert was over there. Like, you'd still see it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they might not win a lot of games.
Man, if you put Justin Herbert in the NFC East with the Giants, they win the NFC East. Come on.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you see it, and I'm just not seeing it with Daniel Jones. No. I see some little hints here and there, but it's like, I don't know, man. But it's like, man, all those teams, that just blows me away. I know for a fact. Like, that makes me believe in Justin Fields more, bro. I don't know. It's like, somebody gonna regret that shit.
I'm telling you, man.
Especially the Broncos. Broncos. Where y'all were positioned with the quarterback, and then you draft Patrick Surtain, a cornerback, you already solidified defense.
You already got Kyle Fuller. You already got Bradley Chubb. This is probably Von Miller's last year. You got the stud, Justin Simmons. They have a stacked-ish defense that can lead them, you know, and you need that in the AFC West, right? You gotta go against 15. Like, you gotta have a defense, but if the Chiefs got 15 and you rolling out Teddy Two Gloves and Drew Lock,
you don't have a chance.
Sorry, bro. That ain't how that works.
It ain't how it worked, man. And now they're at the point where they're going to be just good enough to never be able to select the top level. They'll never be able to select a quarterback like
Justin Fields. They're going to be in quarterback purgatory. Unless in the next couple of months or whatever, or maybe down the line, Aaron Rodgers digs in and says, fuck it, I ain't coming back. And they're able to, you know, get a deal for Aaron Rodgers. Then that's a completely different story, right? But
even then, that's a temporary. Like, I would have took Fields anyway. And then, like, I don't know, use him as a chess piece or something. Like, it's like
I don't know, man. Like, if you told me I could get Aaron Rodgers for 2 years with this defense, with Fangio, with a healthy Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant, Melvin Gordon, do I want to win a Super Bowl maybe in 1 to 2 years? Or with Justin Fields, it's like, yes, I have more stability at quarterback position, but, like, I don't know, man. That's an interesting debate.
I don't see it. It's like, okay, like, let's do it then. You know what I'm saying? Like, send me Aaron Rodgers. If not, I have to think. I got to plan for the future. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get Justin Fields, and we bought the ball the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you already got weapons. We about to do it. Rookie contract. You going to get Aaron Rodgers. You going to pay him $45 million a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just changes the whole roster. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. Like, I would go get Aaron Rodgers. I'd pay him the $45. Ain't no thing. But I'm just saying, like, man, I it just blew me away. When they passed on him, that was shocking.
Shocking.
Panthers, too, passing on him. Yeah. That shocked me, too. But I don't know why I just never really got the connection between Matt Rhule and Justin Fields for whatever reason.
I can see that. So let's talk about the team a little bit that drafted Justin Fields. I have been a Ryan Pace fucking detractor for years, even before he went to Chicago, bro.
And listen.
So, and that's, I remember, like, his last couple of years with the Saints, and he just got this, like, royal treatment from, like, beat reporters, and I'm just like, yeah? Like, have y'all seen his last recent drafts? Like, what are we doing?
Politics.
I get it. That said, got to Chicago, made some shrewd moves. He traded for Khalil Mack, and he built a defense, you know, him and, you know, that was elite for like 2 years. Had an elite defense. Everything completely was wasted on offense because of them drafting Mitchell Trubisky at number 2 overall. And that set their franchise back some years, bro. So I guess my question I'm asking now is, like, they drafted Justin Fields. I'm pretty sure Andy Dalton's going to start, you know, season. He might get hurt at some point. I think we'll see Justin Fields. I do think Justin Fields needs time to sit, though. Like, I don't think he's just ready to come in. Like, he didn't strike me like that. But my question is, I feel like now Ryan Pace has wasted so much of that defense's prime that even if Justin Fields is the guy, now it's like, okay, now we got the person we need on offense, but right now our defense is old and not that good. So, it could be too little too late.
I know. Even like the skill position, I mean, they're good at the skill position. I think
they're okay.
The depth is not good.
They got Allen Robinson. They're trying to trade Anthony Miller, although I'm saying John Bates should call up his boy. Be like, hey, we'll throw you a little fifth or sixth rounder for Anthony Miller. They got Komet. I think they got Jimmy. Jimmy's still on the team, right? I think. Or are these kind of 1 year deal? Oh, no. I looked that up. You might have to get Jimmy. Old pilot of the call, bro. Yeah, so like you said, like they have weapons, but not a lot of depth.
No, I mean they could get better at running back. It's just not it's not the greatest situation for a rookie. No. But I'll say this, like Ryan Pace, he bought himself a little life.
He bought himself a little life.
And I mean if they went 6-10 with Andy Dalton this year, you know, they're getting fired. You know what I'm saying?
Out of there.
6-11. I'm sorry. 6-11.
So fucking weird. It's
weird. But now, say they go, 6-11 with Justin Fields, and he looks good. Like, say he looks promising. Just need a little better team building. Yeah, you know, maybe they stick around. You know what I'm saying? So he just bought himself some time. I think Justin Fields is talented enough to spark that offense. I don't know what to say about Matt Nagy. Like, I know he's been helmed as like a Andy Reid kind of. But, you know, he had Mr. Trubisky. I don't know. I don't know how good he is. But if he could put something together and just have that offense, like, just a little above league average. I mean, they went to the playoffs at 8-8 last year. And in the playoff game,
my
cheeks was tight, bro.
Gave up the fight, bro.
With that little defense, they was fighting, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you had somebody like Justin Fields in that game.
In that game. we might not have got out the wild card round. Let's be real.
Might not have got out of there. I'm just saying. So, I don't know. I think Ryan Pace might have bought him a little time, bro, but like you said, I don't think they should just throw him on the field immediately. I know, like, some people, think, just throw him in there, let him play. But I just think just let him, like, calm his mind down a little bit, man. And just be used to preparing for a week or two or 3 weeks. And, look, Andy Dalton, he going to Dalton. You know what I'm saying? And he going to get his chance. He'll be in there week four at least, at the latest.
You don't trust in the red rifle? Come on, man. it's crazy though, because then you look at their defense, they cut Kyle Fuller like late into free agency like some hoes. Khalil Mack, like I wasn't sure before the offseason is Khalil Mack was gonna be back. Like he's taking that much of a dip. He's still a good player, but like he's not the dominant, impact that he once was.
Yeah, man, disappearing.
Yeah. Quick, like often.
But I mean, at the same time, Mr. Bisky is like, man, listen. Are you going to show up to work every day giving your full effort? Like, seriously?
He's like, I'm playing for this? Nah, man.
Yeah, man, I'm taking PTO today.
Let y'all niggas on duty handle this shit. we talked a lot about NFC teams. Let's move our. We have no fucking rhyme or reason. We're just fucking talking. Let's switch over to the AFC. Any team in the AFC that just got your attention?
The Baltimore Ravens gonna get Rashad Bateman, kind of like, man. Let's get this nigga some weapons, man. Like,
let y'all hoes up.
Set y'all up, man. Get this man some weapons. I just like the Lamar thing is just fascinating to me, because
it is.
I know a lot of people just don't want to say it.
Come on, man. Say it. Because we say it in our text messages.
Don't get me wrong. Like, he's an awesome player. But just as a passing quarterback, the fact that in the playoffs, teams approach him like, let's make sure Lamar Jackson throws the ball. That's not a good thing, man. Like, That's not what you want. You know,
not in NFL, bro.
No, that's not what the NFL is designed for.
I remember the last time that happened with the Saints. Like that happened. That's what Ron Rivera tried to do with Drew Brees in 17. And he's like, he's washed. Let's make him throw it. And Drew went out there and was like,
okay. Lice them up.
So when teams are, that's tough, man. And we love Lamar. Like, I don't want anyone to listen to this and think like this is a podcast. We always just keep it real. I know Patrick Clavon, he probably won't listen to this, but he does. Like, we just got to go with what we see, man. And I know that. And also, I think I watch some Ravens games sometimes, especially in the playoffs. And I'm like, okay, this is not working, guys. Like, it's like this, the run game, like this defense has been like coached all week to shut this down. Like, you gotta have something else in the fucking playbook. And they don't, bro. Like, they're like a one-trick pony.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you see it and you know it's coming. And it's like, they should know it's coming. It's like, y'all should know this is the script that's going to run. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't need, like, you could stop the run. Like, you could design a defense to stop the run. But that's why the pass was invented. It's like, if you pass good enough, you can't really stop it, especially with the way the rules are. And it's like, they just hadn't been able to get consistency. And, yes, you could blame the skill position. Like, I agree. Their skill position has been pretty trash. But now, you know, now they drafted, you know, now there are options. So I just want to see how that plays out because next year is his contract year, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, next year is you know, his fifth year option. So it's like they got to pay the man. I'm just fascinated to see how all that works, man.
Yeah, they are such an interesting team, man. And let's speak about the defense. Secondary wise, they have a good secondary, but like they don't have like that Ravens like pass rusher that we're used to them having. If we can be honest with it, Patrick Queen, I know LSU fans wanted the Saints to draft him last year. He had some flash plays last year, but he was also not great.
Very
uneven.
Stephon Anthony is. Like he got interceptions. He made some plays where, if you didn't look closely, you'd think like, "Oh man, this dude balling." But he was a cause of a lot of bad plays too.
Yes, he was. And so that defense isn't to like what we've known the Ravens defense to be.
No, that is Jimmy Smith back? Jimmy Smith's back, right?
Yes, he is.
Man, I feel like he's been in the league for like in the league. I don't even remember him like signing contracts and then like. I don't ever remember hearing like Jimmy Smith's contracts coming up. Who's gonna pay him? You know, it's like he's just always with the Ravens.
Does the Steelers drafting Najee Harris mask a lot of the problems that they have on offense?
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I mean, they bring it back Big Ben.
Big Rake? Uh-oh, Big Rake back, baby.
Big Rake is washed.
as Greg Rosenthal called him, Big Breeze.
Big Breeze? He washed like Breeze was last year, bro. Like, he's not suited. Nah. And then they didn't even address, like, they doubled down on Mason Rudolph.
Yeah,
they're trying to extend him or something. It's like
they gave him a one year extension.
Oh no, that's another team that just we draft well and we believe in our draft. Nah, bro, they gonna fail it this year. He gonna be on Tom. I love Tom, man, but he gonna be on his ass this year, bro.
Oh, they just gave him like a 2 year extension, I believe.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I ain't saying he going anywhere.
Oh yeah, but yeah. Yeah, them white people in Pittsburgh gonna be on that nigga.
But nobody hate emails. You get them hate emails, boy. Shit. The defense got worse.
Yeah, it did. It did. They lost Bud Dupree. I mean, obviously he got hurt, but he was balling before he got hurt. Went to Tennessee.
The secondary ain't great.
Nope.
I think, do they still have the Hayden?
Yes, they do.
God damn. I mean, how low he gonna play?
But they lost Mike Hilton, who was like a top three slot cornerback in the league, bro. Right,
exactly. Like, I don't know. Maybe they got some dogs in the building. I don't know about it.
I mean, at least they got Juju back, I guess. Like that. Yay, I guess. This is the point that we keep making, right? How crazy is it that this past offseason, the team, one of the teams that wanted to sign Juju as a free agent was the Chiefs? Mm. It just goes to our theory, bro. Like, they were trying to pay him $8 million with incentives to become a Chief. And Juju, like, this is completely off topic. How dumb are you to be Juju Smith-Schuster? Like, do I want to go back to Pittsburgh with Big Ben and his old arm, or do I go play with Patrick Mahomes? Like, on a one-year deal.
He didn't want to go to Ravens either. He was supposed to go to Ravens.
Ravens Chiefs.
He was smart about that. He was like, man, I'm going to catch like 12 passes, man. I ain't going on that, man. Oh, man. But, man, like, he should have took the Chiefs. I ain't going to lie.
Right?
Because they kind of need that type of wide
receiver. Yes. Oh, for sure. Like, you know, he would be like a more reliable version of Sammy Watkins, who was always hurt or didn't play or whatever.
Exactly.
Let's go down south, talk about these Houston Texans, Ryan.
Man. That's depressing, man.
Man.
Have you looked at that roster?
it just seems like just a bunch of random put together team. Like you ever conceived. It's like an expansion. Like, I feel like their roster is like an expansion team, like all over again.
They got Mark Ingram. Like, I forgot about that.
Right? They got Mark Ingram. They got David Johnson. And then they signed another, the one from Broncos. Philip Lindsay.
Yeah.
Like, how does that backfield even work?
Like, that it's weird, bro. It's weird. Then you draft Davis Mills.
Davis Mills is going to play, bro. Davis Mills playing.
Oh, he's playing this year. He's playing
He is starting NFL games this season, 100%.
You got Tyrod Taylor, you know, who – has he ever played a full season? Because he's, you know, kind of like Teddy – he's worse than Teddy Bridgewater because
– way worse.
It's just like you just want to you got to see something else. Like when you see him play, it's like I got to see something else. Anything, anybody, just put anybody there. I got to see something else.
I remember that game he played against the Saints, and like also a game the Saints almost lost, but
yeah. No, I mean Brown's defense was looking good that day,
bro. It was a player we cut too that they picked up. The deep tackle that was having like a great preseason, and we cut him. He had like a weird. He had a good game. Larry Ogunjobi had a good game against us, but the other player we cut too, I can't remember his name right now. Whatever. It was a couple of years ago, but like we had two. Like rookie undrafted defensive tackles that were having like a really good preseason, and then we cut one of them and kept the other, and then he went and got like he got picked up by the Browns. Like we waived him, he got picked up by the Browns, and he went on to have like a nice little rookie season for them that season. I can't remember, bro. But just getting back to the whole Texans thing. just seems like a sad state of affairs, man. Just like
Randall Cobb.
Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb, and just like a mishmash of players, bro. Like, I feel like it's the Frankenstein team of the NFL.
Oh my God. I'm looking at this roster, man. It is like a jumble mess.
It's a mess. And then you have David Culley supposed to. Okay. All right.
Who?
Didn't even know that man was black until someone on Twitter told me he was black. I was like, wait, what?
Larry Tunzel, though. Hey. Man, Bill O'Brien, man.
Oh, man. Bill, he traded Nuke and then traded for Larry Tunzel. He traded Jadavian.
Wow. Like he's making it hard for coaches to get GM, you know, GM privileges, bro.
Teams will say never again, but that man. Are you excited about the Jags?
I wouldn't say excited, but I'm interested. Like I want to watch them this year, bro. Like I want to. Like I don't get many of the games, but the games they get, I want to watch them and just see. I'm interested in the team building process. I always do love watching it every year. I like looking at the bottom tier teams to see if they can dig themselves out. I want to see how Urban Meyer adjusts to the NFL. He's won everywhere he's been. But like the NFL, just it's different. I just want to see how that translates. I want to see Trevor Lawrence, if he could elevate that offense. You know, I just want to see some. You know, I want a couple of Jags fans. I want them to have like some good football, bro. Like I want them to enjoy watching Sundays. You know, we love them kind of like lovable losers. I want them to just have a winner. You know what I'm saying? Like, have a good team. And I'm just interested to see, you know, if you can turn it around. Because, man, they got cap space. They've had draft picks. It's like, bro, just like make the right decisions. Y'all going to be all right.
They'll be all right, man. They got to protect number 16. But I think they can. Once you solve that equation, like the rest of it, it's not easy, but it makes shit a lot fucking easier.
Oh man, it makes things so much better, so much better. You know, like even when, like we're looking to Arizona Cardinals, it's like
it's funny you talk about them because I was gonna bring them up too.
Yeah, it's like they are like I can see them picking top five this year. To be honest, you know what I'm saying? But if Kyler, you know, can be good, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You just got to build around him. But, I mean, it's a question for him now because, like, he, as talented as he is, he hadn't shown that consistency yet either.
Yeah, it's been very uneven. Very uneven.
I don't know what's going on with them. Like, that's another weird roster.
It's like I feel like they approached offseason like they were all in, right? Mm-hmm. Like they got a win, so they went and they paired Nuke with AJ Green, who looked like he was man. I watched some Cincinnati games last year, and I said, and I tweeted this. I said he is doing the defense a favor by being out on the field,
man.
Like he was like running in like snow boots out there, bro. Like it was, he had no juice. Like it was gone. Like no juice. So they went and signed him and paired him with Nuke. They got JJ Watt, who I still can think be a good player, although not his dominant self. But he'll give you like one of those JJ Watt dominant games. But you know he won't give you that every game. But just like their roster construction is just weird, man. It's just weird. It's the best point where, and then like, and then they drafted Isaiah Simmons last year, right? Didn't know where to play him. Shocker. And then they drafted Zayvon Collins. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Like, who, like, got rid of Patrick Peterson.
Like, one of their better moves this offseason was trading for Rodney Hudson, the center for the Raiders. Like,
yeah.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a huge move because that can stabilize the entire O-line. But, like, though they did moves where it's like they're all in to win this season to make the playoffs, but their roster construction is weird. It's just so strange to me.
Who else? Raiders? Bruh, Raiders, would it shock you if the Raiders picked number one overall next season?
Absolutely not.
Wouldn't that shock me, bro?
Not at all. Like, let's walk it back. Mark, and again, you know, teams can get out of contract and shit. Mark Davis gave John Gruden a 10-year contract, bro.
Man.
10 years! A decade to coach the Raiders.
And this is what, year four?
Four, I believe. Yeah. I believe it's four. And it's like, it's funny too, because like the offense, I would say the offense, you know, has been okay considering that their quarterback is Derek Carr, but they've completely stripped down the offensive line. So I don't know what the hell the offense is.
It's like they got worse this year, like on paper.
Like, and then, so who, I mean, I get Darren Waller's kind of like your number one option, but are you going into the season with, like, Ruggs as your number one right receiver, then like Willie Snead in the slot in like the two, like,
It's like you had Nelson Aguilar. I don't know, man. It's like I don't see it. Like they try to improve their pass rush. Linebacker's trash. I mean, it's cornerback. It's like they just can't figure it out. It's supposed to be Mike Mayock wheelhouse. Like, I always appreciated, you know, he was wrong on stuff, but, you know, his DB analysis usually was on point. So, but I mean, the Raiders DBs, man, it just ain't been good, bro. It's like.
Nah, man. But is that Mike Mayock or is that John Gruden, bro? Is that John Gruden like, yeah, I like this guy.
Exactly. Like, come on. Like, John Gruden has proven that he's a good offensive coach.
Bro, he was tearing up our defense.
He's a good offensive coach, man. Like, he can coach offense. Not the greatest, but he's a good – like, look, like Sean Payton learned the basics from him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the baseline of Sean Payton's offense comes from John Gruden.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he learned a lot from him. He's – I mean, even – the head coach of the Rams, what's his name?
McVay.
Learned the basics from him, instituted some Kyle Shanahan stuff, shit. But even him, he learned his basics from John Gruden. John Gruden could coach some damn offense, bro. But man, he never been good with personnel. Ever. Even when he was Tampa Bay. The Colts coach. Man, I'm sucking with names right now.
Tony Dungy.
He got handed Tony Dungy's roster. Knew the Raiders playbook in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, he won the Super Bowl. And I think it was Lombardi that pointed out, like, he's had a losing record since he won the Super Bowl in the NFL. A losing record, man. Below 500.
That's wild.
You know? And he's all, everywhere he's been, he has had personnel control over the roster. Like, he just can't, he doesn't know how to build a team. And that's a specific thing, man. And that's going to be his downfall. So, I mean, the Raiders could be shit for like the next 4 or 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because of that.
And, like, here's the thing, man. We said that it's been a 4-year thing. Like, they have been committed to Derek Carr for years. Like, that's right. Like, at this point, like, I think Derek Carr has shown you who he is. Like, middle pack NFL quarterback. And again, I think Derek Carr is like a perfect example of quarterback purgatory, right? Like, you can win games with Derek Carr, but like, you gotta have like a lot of shit around him that goes well to win those games. But if you're asking him to like be the guy, I don't know, man.
It's like, when does that rope run out?
I'm saying, man. I don't know. Let's switch to one of the most fascinating teams in the NFL, the Miami Dolphins, bro.
So fascinating. Because it's like, you know, I mean, if Tua can step it up a few notches, they have the talent to really, really be something, man. Especially on offense.
Defense, I think they could be lights out, man. Like, I think they could be lights out on defense.
I'm about to say, that defense, man, they were, like, I think the past 2 years, they lead the NFL in takeaways, man.
Yeah, and I'm not a Brandon Flores fan, like, the person, but he had that defense humming last year in certain games. Yeah. Bro. Like, that bitch was nasty. Man, Tua just needs to be Andy Dalton from 2015, bro. That's it. If he can be that, like, I think the Dolphins, talent-wise, and I think their offensive line needs to play better too, but talent-wise, I think they can go to, like, the division round of the AFC playoffs. I really do, bro. Like, you got Devontae Parker, you got Jaylen Waddle, you got Will Fuller, you know, man, Will Fuller is so talented, but man, Will Fuller gonna miss like 5-6 games next season. Like, let's just split out there, bro. There's gonna be some injury, some hamstring. Oh, Will Fuller,
you know, he's not playing 17 games.
Nah, bro. I mean, he already missing one because of the HGH thing, I think. But he
like the nerve of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you gonna miss about 5 games, is it? And you gonna take a suspension? What's wrong?
But you got Devontae Parker, you got Will Fuller, you got Jaylen Waddle, one of my favorite players of the entire draft, and you got one of the most up and coming tight ends in Mike Gesicki.
Oh man,
come on, man! Like, if you can't cook with this talent, you got to get a new chef. Like, that's it.
Exactly. And I don't know what their draft picks look like next year. I think they might have two firsts with the trade down from San Francisco. But they should have two firsts. But then they traded back up. So
I think I don't think they have two firsts next year. I think they have two firsts 2 years from now. I'd have to look and see.
Okay. But yeah, like, it's gonna be interesting. Like, watching Trey Lance. Watching Justin Fields over the next couple of years, then watching Tua. It's going to be like, you know, let's see. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll see who, you know, what was the best option. You know, but they could have an opportunity to, you know, like, build up their roster. And then next year or the year after, plop the QB down, you know. But maybe it'll be too late. You know, it's that time cracking, man. But like me, I ain't gonna say I believe in Tua, but I think I saw enough little squints here and there last year to where I think he's gonna be all right. I think he's gonna be better than Dalton overall. I don't know about this year, but he's gonna be better than Dalton, man. Like, he has more talent than that.
But we gotta see it though, man. Like,
you gotta see it. I'm not
the Tua game that made me a believer when I saw it was the game that the Dolphins played against the Cardinals, and then, like, that, like, it was Tua versus like Kyler Murray, exactly. Right? And I was like,
I watched that game recently. It was on NFL Network. I was like, okay, Tua.
Like, this nigga has arrived. And then after that game, bro, just duds. Duds,
man. Duds.
I'm going to preface this by saying the basis of this question came from me listening to the Around the NFL podcast a little bit earlier when I was at work. Man, the Colts are taking a big gamble with Carson Wentz, bro.
Right? And it's like nobody talking. I mean, it's the Colts, so it's like.
Like, bro, they're.
Market, but it's like.
Carson Wentz had some games last year, and some of the things he did, like during football games, were just completely baffling, bro.
I was like, this dude can't play. Like, why is he playing? They like, couldn't find out he wasn't even talking to the head coach and all that. It was like, what?
It was a Dallas game or a Giants game. This man dropped back, like, then it was like drifting to his left. He kept drifting, and then he was holding on to the ball, and then, like, the defense was right on top of him. Then he tried to throw the ball. It was like one of the worst football plays you could ever see a quarterback make, bro. And, like, I was like, what is he doing?
And like, so, how did you get to that point?
And so now, like, I think they're just like, oh, no, Carson Wentz, he's, you know, we got fucking Frank Wright, and we're going to fucking do this shit. And,
that's
like,
it. That's
and,
it.
Like, you guys don't have a left tackle. Like, don't forget, like, a lot of the reasons why Carson Wentz was failing was because of himself. Some of it was bad offensive line play that the Eagles had due to injuries. And now you're going to put this man out there, and you don't got a left tackle? That your left tackle retired? Come on.
I don't know, man. They got to do something about that. Like, you can't. Like, you got to get a left tackle, bro. Like, I don't know what they're playing. And it's like, pretty much all of it is on Frank Wright. Like,
all of it, bro.
Everybody loves Frank Wright. Like, Frank Wright. Like, this is okay. Time to show, bro. Like, okay. When you coach that team, you help. Carson Wentz have a great season, and you took Nick Foles to the Super Bowl. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, now it's time, bro. Like, he got to show it.
Got to, man. Got to. Cause like I everyone's on the indie bandwagon like they are every fucking season. It's one of the most annoying fucking tropes in the NFL. Oh, the Colts are just so good. I'm like, okay, they go Colts like they always do. Like, that's just who they are. They're kind of like the Saints, bro. Like, let's be real. Like, yeah. if Frank Reich can make Carson Wentz look decent to good again, then that's hell of a coaching job right there, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, hell of a coaching job. And if he's good, like, because like it's like if he plays like 70% of the snaps or 75% in the mix or playoffs or whatever, like they give up their first to Philly, like. But then if Carson Wentz is decent or good again, then you don't really care about that fucking first. You're like, oh well.
Right.
That's a fascinating see how that's going to play out. I wanted to hit on you brought up the Niners, you brought up Trey Lance. Like, I think people forget because of how ravaged they got with injuries. Like, that defense and that team,
man.
That's a damn good team, bro.
Like Trey Lance, he won. Like, just to go top three and go to a team. Like, usually you go on top three, you go into a shitty team.
Man, yeah, he did.
He going to a good spot, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man.
All he got to do is chill and learn, and he's gonna hit the field eventually. I don't know how early, but.
Oh no, he playing next season, and I think it will be
no early. Question.
Like, they gonna put Jimmy G out there for a couple of games. Jimmy G gonna look like Jimmy G looked this past season. One of them games, couch in hand will be like, all right, Trey,
That calf gonna tighten up or something. Trey Lance coming out there, boy. And the good thing about Trey Lance is, like, even if he doesn't understand all the concepts, he got legs, you know?
He got legs, bro.
It's gonna be interesting, bro. It's gonna be interesting, man. Like
that. Let's look at the whole fucking NFC West. Like, what a division, bro. Like, you got Trey Lance. I think I was talking to this with my girl recently. You got Trey Lance in the 49ers. You got Matthew Stafford with the Rams. Russell Wilson with the Seahawks. Kyler Murray. Like, that's almost a whole division of black excellence, bro, at quarterback. Oh, like, how wild is that?
And that's the arm division, too. It's like, your safety better get the fuck back. Because all of them can put that thing down the field, man.
Tossing that bitch, bro.
Damn, the Rams with Matthew Stafford, that's going to be – felt like that's kind of underreported. Like,
because the draft happened and, like, that happened so early in free agency. Like, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, like, the Rams got Matt Stafford.
It's like, how that's going to look. I don't know.
I just think the NFL giving – not giving, because the NFL didn't do it, but, like, Sean McVay getting a quarterback that isn't – fucking Jared Goff, like I know the Rams hate, and I 100% supported it because fuck the Rams forever. But like, we saw what Sean McVay could do with like a semi functional Jared Goff. Like, you giving him Matt Stafford? I don't like that, bro.
It's a little pressure on Matt Stafford too, though.
Oh yeah, for like, sure.
He has had like 11 years of
no pressure.
Look, you with the Lions, bro. We get it. Like, okay, you know you lose, you know you win 4 games. Lions trash. You know, he's got so many excuses.
Yeah,
and you know the Rams. You know, it's a talented enough team. I mean, they were in the divisional game last year. Mm-hmm. So. You know, I mean, bro, you know, like, you got to at least do what Goff did, you know, with their roster.
At least.
I know they lost their defensive head coach. I mean, the defensive coordinator. He was excellent. I don't know what they did there. They lose coaches like crazy. Like, people pick apart, like, that Sean McVay tree or whatever.
Like, wow, man.
Like, that, I think that has really hurt him. Like, they just eat apart his coaching staff. And
Pete Carmichael can't get a call in the last 6-7 years, bro.
But. Pete don't get no text, nothing, man. He just has helmed one of the great offensive stretches in NFL history. And he can't get nothing, man. Meanwhile, Joe Lombardi on his second stint.
Come on, man. Do my dude Pete wrong. Pete should lose the glasses and go to contact. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
He had grew a beard. I was like, okay, Pete with the beard, all right.
What? What?
He had the beard. He's looking kind of badass.
What? I gotta see this. You gotta text me this. This is blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, bro. Just need to lose the glasses, man. He'd be all right.
So you brought up Brandon Staley. We gotta talk about the Chargers, bro. Mm. You have the second best young quarterback in the league. Mm. Like think about that, bro. As much as we did not like Justin Herbert as a prospect, the Chargers have the second best young quarterback in the league behind Patrick Mahomes. I would not take anyone in the league right now over Justin Herbert except Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. That's how well he played last year. The throws he made last year, bro. I can't.
Every time I watched him, I was like, man,
this nigga is throwing.
Where did this come from? Like, where?
No, bro. Don't have no clue. I was going to make a really inappropriate analogy. But anyway, but then I like what they did. They got the Pete's cousin, Rashawn Slade, in the draft. So they did the opposite of the Bengals. And I get it. Justin Herbert already had the weapons, but they're investing in protecting their quarterback first.
Yeah.
But they get a defensive head coach. They don't bring back Hunter Henry. They replace him with Jared Cook. Joey Bosa's good, but Darwin James hasn't played football in almost two seasons. Are the Chargers just going to – is it just going to be like a repeat of last season where, like, Justin Herbert just goes nuclear but, like, it doesn't amount to anything?
I don't know, man. It's like – feels like the Chargers going to charge it, bro. It's like
– Yeah, man.
Going to be another one of those, you know, damn, this team would be good if – you know, it's like – I don't know. We'll see how the head coaching goes. I mean, defensive head coaches that on a team that probably should be an offensive team.
Yes.
I don't know. But, I mean, he does have some dogs. He has some dogs on defense.
Oh, for sure. Although I will say it was a defensive head coach that was coaching the coach of Oregon.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, I don't know.
Who was that offensive coordinator?
Last year?
No, this year.
Joe Lombardi. Joe Lombardi.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, because he had his stint with the Lions. He tried to be like, I'm just going to take this Sean Payton playbook. And we're just going to run the Saints offense. And it just doesn't work like that.
No, it does not.
Like, it's not just route concepts. It's, you know, it's reading defenses and understanding leverages and calls and positioning and all that stuff is like running, route concepts that kind of work with each other over time. Like, you may run a concept this play, but it's going to affect something on a play on the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't just copy and paste that shit. It's coaching. So I don't know. Maybe he learned something, you know, just coming back and just kind of resetting. But he was itching at the chump at the bit and get with another young quarterback. So we'll see, man. I don't know what to say about that shit.
We'll finish it off in – well, we talked about the Dolphins. I guess we'll kind of finish it off in the AFC East. Oh, I guess we'll talk about the AFC East and we'll finish it off with NFC East. I feel like we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the most annoying division in football. You talked about the Dolphins. Are you like to this point of now, like you're buying the Bills are being like consistent contenders every season, or do you need to see more?
I'm pretty confident they'll be around.
Yeah.
I mean, the quarterback play is good enough. The head coaching, the defensive coaching, even though the defense ain't been, you know, like they could fall off. They could play bad at times. I think overall they played good enough team football to win enough games. Especially in that division. We'll see how the Patriots, you know, do. But I mean, you got to give it to the Bills right now, bro. Like, they own that division. But, you know, the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
Dolphins could take it, though.
Oh, yeah.
But the quarterback, they easily have the best quarterback right now.
Oh, yeah. Not even close. And I was just going to say, like, I think the Dolphins could take it if they had the quarterback. If they had a quarterback.
Exactly.
And that's such a huge thing. You brought up the Patriots. They got Matt.
Thank you.
I mean, Just think that that training camp battle will be a little closer than people think it is. Listen, man. That's all I'm going to say. I think that training camp, and I say that only because, man, Matt can pick up an offense real quick, bro.
Yeah, man.
You can pick up an offense real quick.
I'm going to be interested because it's like, you know, like a lot of players like Cam. You know what I'm saying? They gravitate toward him. So it's like, what is it going to be like if the coach is like, man, look, Mac, get up this offense. We're going to roll with Mac. But players like Cam.
Yeah.
But then again, on the flip side, you know, players want to win. You know what I'm saying?
Players want balls that are thrown accurately, consistently, bro. And look, the Patriots went on like a shopping spree. They got Hunter Henry. They got Jonnu Smith. They got Nelson Aguilar. They got Kendrick Bourne. They have completely revamped their team. Post Tom Brady, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how it all looks and how it comes together.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I have a deep feeling that their defense is going to be good as shit, though.
Oh, yeah. I do too, man.
Bill Belichick going to have that defense humming.
They got Christian Barmore. They traded up in the second round to get Christian Barmore. They brought Calvin Noy back. Yeah, man. I think you're right. I do. I think it's going to be all depending on what they can do offensively and who's leading that offense.
Yeah. Yeah, because like is Cam Newton a backup?
Ooh, boy.
I don't see it. Ooh, he ain't been a backup since he was behind Tebow.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't see it.
I can't either, bro. Let's finish this thing off. NFC East. Vision that gets so much fucking attention. We talked about the Giants a little bit. Cowboys, football team, Eagles, wherever you want to start.
Watch the football team, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's a solid little squad, bro. Like, I don't know. I mean, they just don't have a quarterback.
You know, I mean, with Ryan Fitzpatrick in that division, like, that can win them a division and maybe, like, a wild card game. Like,
yeah.
Other than that, I don't know.
I don't know. But I like the team. Like, I think they're going to be a tough out. Like,
Oh, Ron Rivera going to have that team, like, be super fucking hard to beat. Like, that is not going to be an easy win for any team that faces them.
Yeah, I agree. The Eagles, man, I can't figure out the Eagles, man.
I don't know, man.
I mean, Jalen Hurts, you know, he had some nice things, and he had some questionable just the overall team building experience. I don't know, man. Like, I still feel like they got to get a little younger.
Yeah, like offensive line's getting old, defensive line's getting old. They traded up, got Devontae Smith at number 10. Right. Also, another team that passed on Justin Fields.
Yeah. Right?
Yep, sure did. That's four teams, Ryan, that like had legit quarterback questions. Broncos, Panthers, Eagles, Giants, all passed. Man, he might make four teams eat a lot of fucking crow. That's all I'm gonna say, man. And I like little what I saw of Jalen Hurts, but like, you know, the head coach was like, "Oh, we're not gonna come out and say Jalen Hurts is a starter." What? Like that. Like, that tells me enough what y'all think of him as it is, bro. Like,
who is the head coach? Like Cicero or something?
Sardecki? I don't know, man.
I don't even know.
Piss off, Angelo.
Oh man.
And let's finish it off with the team I still hate the most. You know, I was born in Texas. Everyone's own Dallas Cowboys. You know,
man, they've been remaking their defense, bro. They like, they cut a few players after the draft. They're pretty intent on getting their defense right. Who did they get as their defensive coordinator?
Ooh, that's a good question. Can we get Mike Nolan back? Can we please?
I mean, he's chilling, bro.
Can we just get, like, if just making the Saints again, like talking again, if you tell me that Mike Nolan was coaching up Pete Warner, I'd be like, all right. Cool. Like,
oh, they hired Dan Quinn.
That's right.
He was good with the Seahawks, right?
Seahawks also had talent, nigga. You got Jalen Smith, who looked terrible. You got a linebacker that got a net issue.
I mean, this man fired himself as defensive coordinator for the Falcons.
Said, I don't got it anymore no more.
It ain't me no more. None of it.
I mean, obviously the big thing about Dallas is obviously Dak coming back healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that happens, you know, they got Amari Cooper, they got Michael Gallup, they got CeeDee Lamb. The offensive line they've lost a lot of pieces over the years on the offensive line, so obviously that's a concern, because it's not the same, you know, just dominant offensive line that we come to know. And also, I think I'll talk about Zeke just not that good no more, bro.
Zeke ain't been good, man.
His backup has, when his backup comes in,
they get a spark.
It is you cannot not see it, bro. Like, it is apparent.
He right now, Zeke is on the cover of the Do Not Pay Running Backs magazine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
him and David Johnson just doing like a pose. Just
pose. Ty Gurley on the second page. You know what I'm
saying? Not much is tied. Oh, no. Nah.
Man. Sorry.
Oh, but yeah, it's just. I still don't think they've added enough on defense to, like, and maybe just changing Mike Nolan in itself will be a plus. But man, they were bad last season, and it's kind of the thing. Like, I talked with you through text message, like, what, like, with Jalen Smith, with, you know, Micah Parsons, with Vander Esch. Like, at some point, somebody coming off the field, bro. Like, you can't play three linebackers, you know, most of the game. Like, it just doesn't happen.
And as expected, they didn't pick up Vander Esch's fifth-year option.
Nope. Surely did not.
So, I mean, I can see him getting moved, man. Like, I don't know how, you know, maybe not in the beginning of the season, but maybe at some point during the season. But I can see Vander Esch, them just trying to get something out of it.
You know? Yeah, man, that neck is... Yeah, you talked about being concerned when it comes to backs, which is a huge thing. But like, when you're talking about a neck in football, man,
spinal cord, man,
a neck in life, but a neck in football, yeah, man, that's tough. Man, we covered a shit ton of teams. I'm pretty sure we've left teams out, but we just kind of wanted to just go, you know, around the league, talk about the league, the draft has passed, the agency's passed, and just, you know, our thoughts just going into the season. Like, there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered, but there's not shit happening all these next couple of weeks and months. So we just wanted to kind of just talk about football, man. Because at the end of the day, that's why we do this podcast. We obviously we It may seem like we don't love the Saints sometimes, but we do. Trust me, we do. We just seen the light. We just been enlightened. That's all. It's just different. But obviously, because we love football, we love just talking about everything about football. You know, not just the Saints. You know, it's just as fun to talk about the league that isn't just Saints related. And also, obviously, if you're listening to this and maybe you're just like a very like diehard Saints homer and don't really care, like hopefully you can learn about something else and fucking going on in the league and other teams around the league as well. We still need to. I actually sent a text message to Sophia. Hopefully, we can get it going in regards to getting our black holes episode, space related episode recorded this month. She's been very busy, you know, doing stuff, grading papers, all that. So she's busy. So we still got to try to get that plan, get that worked out. And then at some point, probably, you know, hopefully soon we can reach out to someone, get on the show and talk to them about what they think, how the Saints did in the draft. Maybe you can hit Rick Osell or just someone, just talk about, you know, how the Saints did in the draft and things like that. Before we leave, you know, the little thing Richard Sherman had on whatever it was on ESPN.
Yeah.
I tweeted it and I said, and I left my thoughts as this, because it's like Richard Sherman just sounded like he the way he made it sound like he didn't seem like he felt like there was space on the team for him. And I was like, man, nigga, we got P-Rob in a third round rookie cornerback that's likely to be starting cornerback across from Marshawn Lattimore, who also might get a suspension because he wants to be fucking whatever. Like, bro, there is room on the team for you to start. You don't got to worry about that at all.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's no question. Sign him. Like, it's probably up to him at this point, because he probably got a lot of offers that are even. So he's just waiting to see what shakes out. I mean, sweeten the pot. Throw an extra $500,000 in there or something. Like, get that man in the building. Like, I'm not even, like, saying as that is, like, say he's going to come in to be a game changer. But, like, man, like, it's thin, bro. It's cold out there, Rick.
Oh, bro.
And Casey Haywood, he just signed.
With the Raiders.
With the Raiders, there's nothing out there.
Nothing, bro.
Nothing.
Like, I saw former Pats cornerback, one of the McCourty twins signed.
Oh, yeah. He signed with the Jaguars.
Was it with the Jags?
It's the Jags, right?
I don't think it was the Jags. It was,
oh, okay.
But, yeah, he signed today. It was an AFC team, but I don't think it was the Jags. But yeah, man, like it's just, I'm pretty sure Richard Sherman's not listening to this podcast, but trust me, there's and the contract that Casey Hayward signed was like a 1-year, $4 million deal, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, you telling me like we could get in theory, a starting cornerback for like $4 or $5 million that could maybe play at a decent to, if we're lucky, like a above decent, like decent level, man, you don't get your.
Like, what are we doing?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. And then, you know, the center that the Lions drafted, Frank, whatever, Glasgow, he signed a 4-year contract extension today with the Lions. And I'm just thinking, like what are we, like, and he had 2 years left on his deal, Ryan. 2 years left. We can't sign Ramchek, who is playing on the 5th-year option.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
We just like because in theory, when the Saints extend a player in the immediate, they gain cap relief because the number goes down. I don't get it. Like, it's like you said, like you just hate how the team just does contracts. That's why when that whole DeMario Davis contract like was announced like week one, I was like, what?
Huh?
She just reported it on the sideline, like, oh, like, oh.
That was crazy.
Right? DeMar gave his son the contract extension this past weekend. What? Excuse me? So, like, I don't know. Just, it's annoying. It's annoying how they operate, but it's a function of how they've been, man. Like, I'm sure Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, right? Like, prime examples.
Yeah. Sounds real.
They love it's like, you know, you gotta pay the rent, and it's like, oh, well, maybe I'll just wait on getting the money order. Yeah, it's getting close. No. Like, just go get it, bro. Just go get the rent check. Go get it. Pay it. Annoying. But anyway, we this is all we got for you. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. Hopefully have some shows, have some guests on the line. And thank you everyone for all our supporters. Also thank you for Jessica Clement. While we were recording, she did respond to our email. So she does exist. And so we'll work on getting you the Saints Marvel t-shirt and shipped to you. And then the tumblers will be done by next week. So we'll be sending those out to Rod and to David, and we hope to try to be having more of these raffles for all our Patreon people who support us, you know, just to show our support for you guys supporting us along the way. And with that, we're going to get out of here. Everyone have a good weekend. We're out.